This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, be grateful, America. We live in a time where Biden says he's going to rid this country of systematic racism, which means all the Democrats will soon be gone. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Can you believe this? Biden, who, by the way, was set up by Barack Obama to cure cancer. How are we doing on that, by the way? He says he's going to eradicate racism. Systematic racism, not all racism, just systematic. He can't get rid of it all, but he'll handle that systematic stuff, you know, that racism in, I don't know, like capitalism, corporate America, that racism in academia, the racism in government, the racism everywhere. It's all over the place, all this institutional racism, keeping brothers down. Not letting them succeed. How can you be successful in America if you're a black person without Joe Biden to save you? I mean, how many years has he been working on this? 47? Well, it takes time. It takes time. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. We've got a strange world. You know, so somebody went out and they messed up the Hollywood sign. I don't know if you guys saw this story. They changed the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob. Hollyboob. Yeah. You remember when they took it down and they put Trump up? They didn't take down a Hollywood sign. They put Trump up on a highway, right? Yeah, they didn't take it down. I got mixed up. But on the actual Hollywood sign, they did put Hollyboob. It's true. Anyway, these people are being charged. And it just struck me that more justice will come to the people that change the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob, then will come to the cabal who committed the biggest fraud in American history, voter fraud, in the coup that got rid of Donald Trump. More justice will come to the Hollyboob people than will come to Hillary Clinton for having a secret server in her basement run by a separate dude and unprotected, and with all of her emails going out to the Chinese, and I could go on. More justice will come to the Hollyboob people than will come to the people who let veterans die on waiting lists, and will come to the people who let arms go into Mexico under Fast and Furious. That will come to people who allowed Benghazi to happen. And I could go on. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the action. Justice in this country for elites in terms of getting what they deserve is dead. Hunter Biden, a drug using, possibly human trafficking, a guy who sold out America, cavorted with the top Chinese spy, and no discussion about it. Can't do anything about it. The Biden family, look, come on, investigative reporters, seriously? The Biden family are so open with their corruption, it's ridiculous. Let me tell you a Biden family story. I've been flirting with this. So Biden says he was going to destroy the charter schools, right? That's what he says. The charter schools are gone in America. You just watch. You watch and see. I'm not going to give you the details of this, but here's what I will tell you that of what I know firsthand. The charter schools in America are not going to go anywhere because people that I know who are interested in what happens to charter schools made a few phone calls and were given assurances by top Biden donors. I'm talking about friends of the Biden family. That the charter schools are going nowhere. You want to know why? Because Frank Biden owns lots of charter schools. I bet you weren't aware of that. Go look it up. Frank Biden, Joe Biden's brother, owns lots of charter schools, and his big bro assured him he's not going to do anything. That was just talk. That was talk. He had to satisfy the teachers union. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it was all talk. Well, he better go ahead and destroy charter schools. We have charter schools that we work with. We've adopted. So I don't want him to destroy charter schools. But let me just put it this way. The only reason that he won't go after them is because he's circling the wagons around his brother. If his brother were not invested in charter schools, if his brother were invested in the coal industry, Biden would protect the coal industry. If Pelosi and those guys could make money off of the coal industry and figure out a way, I mean, let me put it another way. They make money off of things that they are theoretically, philosophically against, at least publicly, they make money off of, or their family does. They protect each other. They protect their fortunes. They just want more. So if you want to talk about justice, you want to talk about fair play, don't be talking about Democrats. See, if I were philosophically against, which I wouldn't be, against charter schools, I would tell you and I would act on it regardless of my family being involved. And my family would go, Kevin's got conviction against this, so if I don't want to be in the crossfires of it, I better get out of the charter schools. That's not what the Biden family does. That's not what leftists do. They rally around their stuff. And so we're witnessing this happening right now where you can't do anything. Let me go on and talk to you about, because I don't know if we should cover this separately, but it's a note that I saw that came across my desk just now. But they talk about Trump being a dictator. Trump didn't do anything at all to further his cause, further the cause of his family like Biden has. He has no skeletons in his closet with crackhead kids that are, you know, running sex trafficking or human trafficking operations. But he won't take questions from reporters. Trump took all the questions, but this guy Concha, he was asking Biden's press secretary, why do we have to give you the questions in advance? I thought this was a free press. And they don't. The questions are chosen by his staffer, and that's what the questions he takes. So, number of executive orders, what's going on in the Biden family, and he's limiting what the press can ask him, and they tell you Trump is the dictator. Biden feathers his family's nest by determining who the winners and losers will be, but Trump is the dictator. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No amount of media will change what I feel about the Democrats and Biden. No amount of pressure will break me. I will support the efforts of Donald Trump and his 4 years of amazing service to this country, the legacy of the federal courts and the Supreme Court and all the district courts and all the other courts that he influenced that are going to really make the impact. That's what presidents really leave behind. We've got a 5-4 Supreme Court. Yeah, I didn't say 6-3. I said 5-4 because Roberts is not a pure conservative. But you know what I really like? I like the 80 million plus fire-breathing patriots that came out of the Trump movement, the MAGA movement, the America First movement, the movement that I was birthed into and my DNA was assembled on terra firma in the great old U.S. of A. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. That's right. I don't like it. I love it. And you know what I love about this so-called loss, and I use my finger quotes? what I love about it is what it brought out in you. It brought out the beast in the conservatives. Good for you. Good for you to finally get, I mean, Trump brought that, put that fire in your belly. Don't misunderstand me, but it was already there. It's always been there. That's what this country delivers. And it delivers it for everybody. There is nobody that complains unless you are just a piker. If you're black and complaining in this country about, oh man, I can't get no fair shake, it's institutional racism, you're just a lazy mofo. You're a lazy Negro. That's all it is. This man admit it, man. Come on, colored man. Admit it. You're just lazy. As Chris Rock would say, and I can't get into it the way he would say it, but there's N-words and there's N-words. Okay? You know what I'm saying? There's a dude that's your boy, he's got your back, and then there's that dude, man, that you're like, oh, nobody wants to be around that clown. And let me just put it to you, to these delicate people out there listening to the show going, did Kevin just say the N-word? Yeah, I said N-word. What's up, my N-words? See, it doesn't matter, you still get it. See, N-words come in all colors, all shapes and sizes. And they're the people that want to demoralize you. They're the people that want you to feel bad because you were born with white skin and claim you have some kind of privilege. You know, let me tell you what the privileges are in America. The privilege in America is being born an American. That's the best privilege. And then you get dealt a series of hands. Sometimes that hand is really a good hand. Maybe you're born into wealth. Maybe you're born with parents, both of them. Maybe you're born with parents, both of them, who are actually smart, or they taught you work at, they spent time with you, they cultivated you as a child. Or maybe you're like me. You were born with a father who was a scoundrel who went to prison in San Quentin, and a mother who died before I turned 5 years old. And you know what it did? Both of those things strengthened me in ways I cannot tell you about. Would I, if you said to me, Kevin, I can see the whoever the birth angel is, and he comes to me and he says, hey, Kev, listen up, would you rather be born with two parents that are moderately, you know, have some money and, you know, can get you the things in life that you want, and they're staying together and they're going to teach you about life? Or would you rather have your mother die before you turn five and your father be an inmate in San Quentin? What do you think I would have chosen? I would have chosen to have two parents, loving parents that, you know, died later in life, but it taught me a lot of other stuff. But I didn't get that. But I'm cool. I'm cool with it. What's the government going to do? Hey, Kevin, listen, we know that your daddy's in prison. We're going to get you a new daddy. And your mama died before you were five. Here's your new mammy. Right. Really? No, you're dealt into your circumstances. And thank God I wasn't born Umbuku on some freaking African, in some African country whose my mother died before I was five and my father was killed by a lion or something. I don't know, but I'm just happy that my DNA was assembled here in America where I could actually do something with my life. Hey, the next generation of kids, with this demented clown of a president, and he will never be my president, but the guy Joe Biden, the crook, the guy that's running a RICO organization that made his family rich with the Chinese and with the Ukrainians and a bunch of other countries, that clown, I don't recognize him. Never will. They're going to have a tough time. The kids coming up in this generation won't even know what America's about. Best thing we can do for these kids is show them America the way we see it. And let me tell you something, conservatives. Here's what bugs me about you. I'm going to lecture a little bit. We're all in it together, and I love you, but let me just say this. You better start selling what conservatism means better than you do. I was talking to these buddies, these new friends of mine. I met through one of my business partners, a guy named Trey. Love that dude like a brother. But let me tell you, I'm talking to these guys and I'm saying, what can you not sell about our lives? Look, we struggle. We got relationship issues. We got children's issues. We got job issues. We got family, other family issues, extended family issues. We got health. We got all the issues of the left. We just know how to deal with it. We have an ethical core that says we know when we're screwing up or whatever and the consequences, et cetera, and we're willing to deal with the consequences, and we try to deal with them as ethically as possible. That's it. We're no different than these clowns over there that want to put Miss Captain Demento into the White House. We're just not nearly as ruthless. But they're going to find out. We can be. No amount of media will change what I feel about Captain Demento, the Democrats in general, Barack Obama, name it. Comey. Comey's a crook. All the Democrats that work for Barack Obama, and many of them before that, they don't care about this country. They don't care about black people. They don't care about Latinos. They don't care about women. They don't care about the LGBT or anybody else. They're not going to break me. Fox News tried. Hey, Kevin, listen, we don't like that tweet that you put out about the Kavanaugh accusers. You call them lying skanks in your tweet. You need to take it back. I ain't taking it back. The Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. Men need to be protected as much as anybody else. I was in a meeting with some buddies of mine. One of my friends, I won't say his name, but he went through a divorce that no man should go through. It's pathetic. His ex-wife should be in prison for the things she's done to this man. And you tell me that the world doesn't have some skanks? Sorry, I know too many of them. So Fox News says, you just capitulate, Kevin, and then things will be okay. No, Fox, I'm not going to do it. I have principles. I ain't perfect. I don't profess to be. I'm as flawed of a Christian as you can find. But I admit it. But look where I am. I'm doing great. God blesses me every single day. But look at Fox. They're out there, man. They are throwing. Talk about the million monkey theory. They're hiring everybody. They don't know what to do because those clowns have blown it. But we haven't. We have an opportunity, and I'm going to tell you all about it today. Anyway.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
"We're also looking to project it at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering."
A Senate hearing continuing regarding the Capitol Hill attack on January 6th. USA Radio News. Dolly Parton gets a dose of her own medicine.
Dolly Parton is getting a dose of her own medicine.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
A year ago in April, Dolly donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University Medical Center efforts to combat COVID-19, which included Moderna's vaccine trial and clinical research. In the footnotes of a New England Journal of Medicine's announcement about Moderna's vaccine, it's credited to the Dolly Parton COVID-19 Research Fund. We're coming out of this coronavirus nightmare as long as we all stick to the plan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
National security officials are testifying before a joint Senate hearing regarding the January 6th Capitol attack. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio
Joe Biden
show.
Is the law and order president. So much so that the nation wonders, does he really support law and order? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Mr. Law and Order, the Democrats. You know they're totally for law and order, right? Right? Yeah, because anywhere a Democrat is in power, you know, there's not a whole lot of law and order. Go to the flyover country where Republicans are in office, and you know what you get? You get people, for the most part, I mean, defying the statistics of America. Like I've said many times, if you, and these are the statistical facts. If you remove a certain percentage, I think like the top 25 cities, crime, America is one of the safest places in the world. Where law and order doesn't occur is where Democrats are in control. And God forbid they're black Democrats. Oh, Lord, Lordy, have mercy. Yeah. You live where there's a black Democrat leading your big city? Chicago? Lori Lightfoot? Yep. You go there and your chances of you dying go up geometrically. The minute you go cross over the line into Chicago, into Illinois, and you get to Chicago, the chances of you dying goes up geometrically. Don't dare go to the south side, you know, where Leroy Brown got his butt kicked, because then it goes up exponentially. Ugly, ugly. And folks, it isn't just these huge cities like Chicago. St. Louis is 8 times more deadly than Chicago, statistically speaking, per capita. Little Rock, Arkansas. Memphis, Tennessee. D.C., San Antonio, and a Liberty Town. Austin, and a Baton Rouge. I don't know if Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco, too, but I can tell you this. If there is a Democrat leading a city, you're in trouble. Crime-wise, statistically speaking, Detroit. Anyway, that's why there were people that asked Psaki, the White House press secretary, to define what Biden meant when he said the vast majority of law enforcement are decent and honorable people. I want you to just consider for a second. He says, Joe Biden says, decent people, law enforcement are decent people. And people, the press is like, what does he mean by that? What is he trying to say? Because they know he's so non-law and order. What's made him change his mind that these are the people are decent? Are you guys now back to defending the police versus defunding the police? Anyway, here's what Psaki had to say about it.
I have a question, if I could. Sorry about the president's comments last night as he was paying his respects to the FBI agents that lost their lives or were injured. He said, by and large, the vast majority of these men and women are decent, honorable people. What did he mean by that, the vast majority part?
That's exactly what he meant.
She was so dismissive. Welcome back. That's exactly what he meant. The reason the press asked this question is leftists like Biden have acted so differently towards the police. And I'm not talking about, decades ago. I'm talking about in the recent past. This defund the police movement all over the country run by leftists. Now, here's what I can tell you. I'm going to give you the political insider stuff. Nancy Pelosi, all these people, Biden, they will pretend that they like these. Yeah, let's do it, man. These cops are too bad, blah, blah, blah. You think they're going to get rid of them? If you think that they will get rid of law and order, you are out of your mind. They will never respect them. They see it as a menial job. They see it as, these people are here to serve us. That's why they don't have any respect for them. Donald Trump, who, you remember, he took the hat blew off of that Marine when he was getting on Huey 1, and he went and grabbed that hat twice and put it back on that military man's head. That's respect. That's somebody that says, I don't see myself as above you. I appreciate your job. I understand you're a cog in the wheel, but you are a necessary cog, and I will recognize you. Joe Biden would have let that hat blow down the tarmac. No problem. Number one, he couldn't have gotten it because he's too slow and he's too feeble. And he probably wouldn't even have realized that the Marine's cover blew off. Whoa, what was that? Was that a piece of paper? Blah, blah. Anyway, back to Psaki. That's exactly what he meant. Yep. The defund the police movement is a leftist movement. It is a Democrat-owned movement. But here's what it also is. It's a contradiction. It's a fight inside of the Democratic Party. Because there are people in that party that go, it would be really stupid for us to defund the police. So they let a couple of places do it. They pretend, oh, look here, Seattle did it, Portland did it. Look, if you let anarchy happen anywhere, anarchy will eventually happen everywhere. It should be universal, law and order, and it should be equally distributed. We're not getting that. We know that by watching Hillary Clinton, Comey, and half the Obama administration, it should be in prison. But the reason why things have changed, the reason why Joe Biden made that comment is because they have a very different stance towards anarchy now that they hold the reins of power. Yep. Donald Trump can't be their whipping boy anymore. So all over the country, they're going to downplay Black Lives Matter tactics, Antifa's tactics. They're going to try to keep us shielded from the crime in Chicago and the crime in Detroit and Cleveland and Baltimore and every big city or even medium-sized city. Let me just put it a different way. Every Democrat-run city in the country, they're going to try to shield us from that. Pretend these groups are not acting out. But trust me, the leftist chickens are going to come home to roost because the Democrats can't continue to act as if they want to defund the police while simultaneously trying to defend the police. And that's the reason Joe Biden's press secretary got asked that question. Does he mean it? Seriously? Because you don't act like it. By the way, it was a Fox News reporter that asked it, Kristen Fisher. And it's funny because Psaki was so dismissive. She's like, how dare you ask that question? Of course we're for law and order. Well, I'm not going to tell you that. And Fox News, think what you want about them. I'm not going to make a big deal because it was Fox that asked the question. But the press isn't asking questions that people aren't curious about. If Donald Trump had answered that question, Nobody would have said, it would have been, oh, you know, he backs the blue. No question about it. Speaking of which, bleedingbluemovie.com, shameless plug, please go check it out. And theflickfest.com is our movie site. And the film will actually probably be up there shortly. Press secretary having to respond to a question about law and order. I mean, every civilized society has rules. And we happily follow them. Look, I think government stinks on to high heaven. You should do everything you can to keep government out. But I do understand why we have highway patrol. Police who say, you ran that red light, you ran that stop sign, you didn't do this. We've all pretty much done it. If there's a traffic violation, a California stop, you've run a you got tired, you ran a red light, you ran a stop sign, you parked, you stopped too far into the intersection, no right turn on red, you know, whatever. We've pretty much all done something like that. And I'll tell you what you thought. You said, okay, I can rationalize not sitting here for 8 minutes on a mistimed traffic light. I'm tired of sitting here. I'm going to go to the, I got to go to the airport. I'm in a rush, whatever. And you run it. I've done it. I did it the other day. Getting to the airport. Sat at a red light for like 6 minutes and went, this is insane. Nobody there. Nobody coming from any direction. 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, to heck with this. Went right through it. Because that's a mistimed traffic light. That's a killer. If you want to save global climate change, how about you really look at those types of things? Put a camera there that says, let this guy go. But we've all done it. And I was willing to take the consequences if a cop pulled me over. And I understand. I would have understood it. Do you know what you did? Yep, I ran a red light. Why'd you do it? Because I sat there for 6 minutes wasting fuel. Nobody here. Don't you think that the city designers, the people that design these lights, ought to do something about it? That's what I would have said. I wouldn't have denied it. And if he'd written me a ticket, I would have said, thank you, officer. Because I did it. We understand the need for law. I understand why they have speed traps. People die. Some people, you know, do crazy things in their vehicles. I don't, but I understand that it's a penalty for everybody else. Because I'm not reckless when I speed. I just, you know, but I do like to put the pedal down every now and then. But not, you know, but you look at the real crime here. The Clinton cartel, racketeering organization that built billions from corporations. Then the Biden family, the crackhead Hunter running that. That's the real crime for Mr. Law and Order.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Sidney Powell launched a super PAC, and she's vowed to fight vigorously for the Constitution. Len Wood, don't know what he's up to, but, you know, he supposedly, you know, had some damning information, proclaimed that, you know, there was going to be this 11th hour
thing where Trump wins, and many of these people had us believing that they were going to invoke the 2018 executive order by the president, the Insurrection Act, and so on. And Giuliani, they amassed all this information. They had, you know, worked with the Kraken team and all this other stuff, QAnon, what have you, and they got us all psyched up. See, here's the thing. I don't mind getting psyched up and getting a cheer every now and then, but I just want to win. See, I got used to winning with Trump. I got used to thinking that he was going to always figure it out in the end. He's like MacGyver, and we would have our Hollywood ending, and we didn't have that. And I'm beginning to think that all these people, including the Trump's lawyer, that younger girl, who most people said was not even wasn't on his team, you know, in terms of being really behind him. All this talk, all these lawsuits that were raised, all that, they had nothing. All of them were disappointments. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. And leave a message. Don't just call and hang up or whatever else. Leave a message. We'll get to you. So anyway, they launched all this stuff, and Sydney launches a super PAC, and she's going to defend the Constitution. And I'm saying to myself, no offense, Sydney, but none of you people know how to defend anything. We were doing our fundraising letters for our organization, and I was thinking to myself, I think Tom Fitton's group did an amazing job of going out and doing FOIA requests and exposing some of the things that were said in these different things, but what good did it do? I don't know, and I'm not even criticizing it in the sense that maybe some of the Democrats who flipped over flipped because they read Tom Fitton's work, and they said, I don't want to be associated with that party. But see, this is after the fact. I'm going, what are we doing to stop this stuff at the beginning, at its source? What are we doing to educate kids to say, one, don't believe everything you hear, two, when you hear it, let me give you the ability to critically think so you can understand why I'm telling you, don't believe everything you hear. We have to start creating disciples and warriors of the conservative movement. And oh, while we're on that, how can you not sell our lifestyles? You guys have heard me talk about this before. I don't need to go out, get drunk, and be throwing up in my buddy's car, or wake up not knowing where I'm at and what I've done because I've blacked out from drugs or alcohol or whatever. Get around a bunch of people that I try to please with the amount of stuff I can drink or the amount of money I have or the job that I have or some nonsensical thing that has no meaning in the end. Well, why not explain our lives? The very flawed lives of conservatives that accept everybody, that cheers for everybody, including the non-underdog. See, I can cheer as much for the winner as I can for the person that's trying to win, that's striving to win. I don't cheer for losers. I don't cheer for people that love, you know, wallowing in their misery. I will not cheer for them, but I will cheer for the loser who's trying every single time. And I will cheer for the winner who wins with honor every single time. I'm not going to go, man, he's all cocky because he wins all the time. I'll say, you know what? That guy puts in the time, he puts in the effort, and he's always a gracious winner. I'll cheer for the gracious winner, and I'll cheer even louder for the gracious loser. See, that's who we are. How can we not sell this? We're trying to connect with people. With, you know, this fight for, we got all the data. What we should have been appealing to is, look, Democrats, if you want to win, and if you want to claim you've won and you've got a mandate, I want you to understand, we will never feel like losers. If you don't make us lose, see, Barack Obama made us lose. The reason why we felt bad in 2008, despite having a flawed candidate of McCain, and I'm glad he didn't win, but we felt bad because we lost. That dude kicked our butt. It made it feel like they wanted his policies. I'm going to shut down Gitmo. I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to give you the universal health care, blah, blah, blah. And he went out and he started doing all these crazy things that he said he was going to do. He didn't shut down Gitmo. He got us into more wars. He was given awards that he never should have gotten. They flaunted him in our face, but only for so long, because it only took 2 years for us to say, we'll get you back. And we did, with a vengeance. Well, you get a chance again to do that. They hope you're demoralized enough to where you'll say, oh, it's just Dominion machines. They're just going to rig the elections. Let me tell you, there's a way for them not to rig the elections. I'm not going to say it on the radio because I want this strategy to go to work. But we're talking amongst people that we can make sure they never get to rig another election. I don't know what Trump's going to do. We'll find out soon enough. But what I'll tell you is this. I don't want to follow Sidney Powell. She's a nice lady. I'm not donating to a super PAC for somebody who can't win with overwhelming evidence. I'm not even an attorney, and I know how we could have won that case. I would have been strategizing with state legislatures. I would have figured something out. I would have MacGyvered that situation. I wouldn't have been waiting around. Lynn Wood, who jumped on, somebody's case and Pence's case at the very end. Maybe he was right. Too little, too late. Giuliani, he's supposed to be Mr. I'm hanging around the president and all that now. The president's kind of distancing himself from Rudy. Why? Because Rudy was ineffective. Trump needs people that he can count on. People that are going to get the job done. That's us at the grassroots. That's the people that really know how to go after stuff. When I was doing my stuff, I was just mentioning a Judicial Watch. I don't know how many people they've impacted. I'm sure it's it is an amazing organization. I don't know how many people, colleges, university students at Turning Point, Charlie Kirk's group, his influence. But I'll tell you this, unless we start educating people and crossing over and getting other people to think the way we think creatively, it doesn't matter. Once they become Democrats, they're zombies. They are stuck in the system. It is up to us to wake them up before they get to that state. Every one of those is a disappointment to me. There aren't enough FOIA requests. We could have the FOIA requests. The president dumped everything. You don't need Tom Fitton's group. No offense to Tom. He's a great guy and a great organization. But you don't need anything. They dumped all the information. Do you think the media is going to cover it? You think the word's going to get out about it? Or do you think that somebody creatively has to figure out how to talk to every special interest group that they target? How about you go talk to young girls and say, let me show you the life of one of these chicks that's partying, one of these girls you admire. Let me show you her real life. Let me show you her abortions, the boyfriends who've dumped her. Taylor Swift talks all the time about getting dumped. I want you to just ask yourself this. You're Taylor Swift. Decent looking girl. You got a lot of money. You got it all. Why is it guys keep dumping you? How about that for the backdrop of a new movie? Why is Taylor Swift get dumped so much? Or a comedy show or something. You ever seen that show, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? I give you Taylor Swift. So she loses a guy, and then she writes about how bad they are. There's a saying. We say it amongst us guys. We guys, we look at it this way. You go through four or five good women, and your boys will say, you know what the common denominator is, KJ? It's you. Maybe it's not the women. I can speak. Look, can I just speak personally for just a minute here, people in America? I grew up. I had lost my mother. And I was mad at the world. And I took relationships the same way. I don't need you. Get the step in. If I can lose my mother, I don't need you. So you do that. You get older. I was a nice kid. Smart, industrious, hardworking, etc. But when it came to interpersonal relationships, I had, they call it an EQ, an emotional quotient of 3. I mean, I was beyond Neanderthal. I'm talking about below Neanderthal. And so here I was, you know, going in and out of relationships. They're like, oh, man, that girl didn't know nothing. Yeah, man, she didn't do nothing but get mad, you know. And you know who the problem was? The guy you're listening to. It was my problem. I didn't know how to handle losing my mother. I never got counseling on that. So it was screw you and everybody in the horse you rode in on. And the dog you kick and the dead horse that you keep kicking. It was all their fault until you figure out the common denominator that it's you. And Kevin, you're not bad. You just don't know how to handle situations because you weren't taught. So once you learn it, things improve for you. And that's what happened to me. Melissa did it. She whipped my butt in shape.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.